Sunday evening, December 17th, I received orders to move on Bastogne. Arriving there, I found a very confused situation. At 2 a.m. on the black and foggy night of December 19th, the 1st Combat Team of the 101st Airborne Division reached Bastogne. I ordered the leading regiment to attack to the east. They ran into small arms and tank fire 2.5 miles east of the town. This was the beginning of a series of powerful thrusts launched from every direction of the compass. In these early attacks, the German morale was high, and German infantry assaulted with fanatical recklessness. But as the 101st Airborne and the attached units whittled the Germans down, their morale deteriorated, so that by December 26th, they were surrendering in droves. We at Bastogne resented the implication that we were rescued. We never needed rescue. I was never forced to use the division reserve. Our situation was never desperate. The one real tragedy for me was the fact that the Germans captured the division hospital. I had no surgeons, and therefore could not give the wounded proper care. Our wounded were magnificent. Never a whimper nor a complaint from them. Under a white flag at one point, I asked the German commander to permit me to send American and German wounded in ambulances through the lines to our hospitals. The German commander refused this request. When on December 26th, the Allied armored column from the south made contact with the 101st Airborne, they brought many ambulances. All the wounded were evacuated promptly. Terrific is the only word to describe the close support given us by the American T-47 fighter bombers. All the roads surrounding Bastogne were littered with the burnt-out hulks of German tanks and trucks. The troop carrier command kept us very well supplied by air with the necessary ammunition, rations, and other equipment. The main reason the Germans were licked at Bastogne was the splendid spirit and the fine fighting qualities of our soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division and the attached units. The Germans just can't measure up to these fine Americans. In our garrison, individual feats of bravery were commonplace. One corporal with his machine gun killed 30 Germans in less than 2 hours. We'll soon be on the offensive once more.